This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And if you're a loyal public radio listener, you've probably heard this program.
I'm Gian Gomeshi. This is Q.
Well, as of yesterday, Gian Gomeshi is out of a job at the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, which produces the show. He was fired over allegations of sexual violence and is now suing the CBC. Kevin Donovan leads the investigative team at the Toronto Star, which has been covering this story. He joins us from his office in Toronto. And a note that this conversation may not be appropriate for all listeners. Kevin, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
And Gian Gomeshi says the CBC gave him two choices, leave quietly or we'll fire you. He refused to leave quietly. But on what grounds did they fire him?
As far as we can tell, they fired him because information came to their attention over the last few days that they said prevented or precluded them from employing him. We know from sources that it's related to allegations of sexual activity that would be described as rough, S&M, things like that. Gomeshi has confirmed this in an unusual Facebook posting last night, a lengthy posting where he said that they confronted him with some of these allegations, and he said he came clean. He said, look, I'm no angel. I do certain things in the bedroom that other people may find unpalatable, but that's my business. And he said that after he presented certain information to them, they decided to fire him.
And there are allegations here from some of these women of abuse, but none of them are pressing charges, right?
Yes. The backstory to this is starting this summer, the Toronto Star received some information related to this matter, and we began looking into it, working with a freelance reporter, Jesse Brown. I conducted a number of interviews with women, quite lengthy interviews. We've spoken to four women who have provided information of more than rough sex. They say that with no warning and no safe words, he struck them with a closed or open fist, alleged that he choked them, and also alleged that there was biting, and they say it's not consensual. What Mr. Gomeshi has said in response, first of all, to me over the last few months and now on his Facebook posting, is that whatever he did was consensual and safe words were employed.
But there are no charges coming forward from the women involved here.
No, the women that we interviewed told stories that happened in the last 2 years, and they all said that they did not go to police. They have various reasons for that. Some are concerned about an intranet lashing out at them. Some are concerned about future employment. Some were concerned about being sued. But because they did not press charges, you know, there are no court documents that we can refer to.
Well, we do know that Gian Gomeshi is filing a lawsuit against the CBC for $50 million. On what grounds is that lawsuit being filed?
Well, he is alleging bad faith on their part. And, you know, I think a general characterization of them is that it'll be a wrongful dismissal suit. And in fact, he said last night that he intends to seek to get his job back at the CBC. He's quite a big personality for the CBC, and his show, of course, is syndicated throughout the U.S. as well.
That's Kevin Donovan, who leads the investigative team at the Toronto Star that's been doing all this reporting about Gian Gomeshi, the host of the program Q, which airs on public radio stations around the United States. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
And we will link you to Kevin's reporting on this at hereandnow.org, as well as Gian Gomeshi's statement on this, which he put out on Facebook. That's at hereandnow.org.